Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Chris Klunk's Cavs Cast. It's been a few weeks. I apologize. A couple weeks ago, I had a special episode planned, just like last year, where I talked to my friends Matt and Steve in our hotel room before WrestleMania. But apparently somebody needed to take a nap named Steph Guy, and that never happened. So I'm sorry that left me without another episode. First, I was unable to talk because I lost my voice cheering for Goldberg at WrestleMania. And then I got a cold, so I'm just now getting over it. You probably can hear a little bit of nasalness in my voice right now. But I could not wait a second longer because today is the day the NBA playoffs start. And on Monday, even though they'll have started already, I'm going to give a whole breakdown on my thoughts on the NBA playoffs. But before the Cavs kicked it off, the first game of the whole playoffs today at 3 p.m., I had to give my take. And I want this on the record right now because I'm fairly confident about it. And I'll expound on this more on Monday because I honestly do not think they will win the championship. Don't get mad at me. I just don't think anybody's beating the Warriors if they stay healthy. But I do think that their lack of defense has been overblown. They clearly look like a team going through the motions. And while some national pundits might disagree, I've watched enough of them to know that the Cavs are very lazy and unmotivated. And while they are filled with bad defenders, their best defender is one LeBron James, who has been lightweight trash on defense all year. And I can't imagine that's going to stay in the playoffs. And when you see him rise up to a 10, all the other guys who are decent team defenders but terrible overall defenders like Kevin Love and JR, he's a better individually than Kevin Love, but as the same way, they're both team defenders. They know where they're going. Will make up for it, leaving basically just Kyrie Irving as the only below average defender. And by then, having two average defenders and two plus defenders will bring everybody up to slightly above average. And with how good they are at offense, that should be enough to beat everybody in the Eastern Conference without much of a struggle. So I'm going to say right now, the Cavs are going to sweep the Pacers. I'm fairly confident about it. One, they have a chip on their shoulder and something to prove. Two, the Pacers, out of all of their positions, point guard, shooting guard, small forward, four, five, bench. I know I switched from letters to numbers in there, but power forward, center, whatever, one, two, three, you get it. The Cavs have the advantage at every single position except center. And even there, Miles Turner, being a 7-foot guy with skill, is young and inexperienced, his first playoffs, and he kind of hit a wall in the second half this year. And Tristan Thompson luckily got hurt to get some of that rest, and I think that means they will not be able to exploit that advantage. But in every other category, the Cavs are far and away the best player, and I would argue they have the better bench. So I'm not exactly worried, and I believe people who think it's going to be more of a struggle are prisoners of the moment because, yeah, the Cavs went to a double overtime game 2 weeks ago, but the first two games they played against the Pacers, they killed them, so let's not go overboard here. And I do think they will have something to prove. So my prediction for today's game, Cavs sweep. They're going to win tonight's game. I don't know by how much, but they're going to win. And I imagine this one will be close. The next one will be a blowout. And there will be two tight games on the road. And now if the Pacers win a game, I wouldn't be shocked. But I do think the Cavs are going to sweep. And I'm fairly confident about that. For the rest of my predictions, I'll just give you a cut to the chase right now. I'm picking the Warriors to win it all. The Cavs, I do think, will make it back to the finals. And besides that, I think there's a lot of teams overrated. The team that I am actually the most worried about in the East is the Wizards, although the Raptors could pose more of a threat this year because last year Kevin Love had a big series against them, except for the two games they lost, but the four games they won, he was huge. And this year they have the guy he probably has the hardest time scoring against in Serge Ibaka, but I also they have DeMar DeRozan. So they automatically go down a level in the playoffs, and I believe they're not going to be an issue anyways. They might lose to the Bucks in the first round. You never know. So with that being said, go Cavs. I'm so pumped the playoffs are starting, and I can't wait to see them in the finals again. And a miracle could happen. Kevin Durant could hurt his knee again, and Steph Curry could get hurt again. I didn't think they were going to pull it off last year, but their defense while I say I'm not concerned about it, it is still an issue. And that's why I don't think they'll be able to win the finals, because in order to beat that team from last year with Durant added on, you got to really take it up a notch. But hey, the playoffs are a long run and we never know what's going to happen. But I do think the Cavs are going to go to the finals, and I do think they will sweep the Pacers. Paul George be damned. Even though Lance Stephenson is on the team, I'm not too worried about it. Although, as Stan the Man in the Bay Area would say, Lance would make them dance. Lance will make them dance. Go Cavs. I'll be back on Monday with the full regular podcast. Thank you for listening, and let's go all the way to the NBA Finals. They got this. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Oh, I feel good.